Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, you know, right now, there are so many great organizations doing great things for veterans. And one of the main ones is, of course, the American Legion. John Rotter is with us, Deputy Director of Media Relations. John, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You guys are always involved in so many great things. And I know that you've got a special campaign going right now to prevent veteran suicides. And John, it's just something that nobody can seem to wrap their head around. You know, I mean, anywhere from 17 to 22 vet suicides per day is totally unacceptable. Tell me what the American Legion is doing.
Well, like you just said, those numbers are unacceptable. They're unacceptable to us. Prevention of veteran suicide has become the top priority of the American Legion. We've seen numbers across the board. I mean, there was one study from Duke University last year that revealed that it could be as high as 43 a day. One of the VA numbers don't count active duty suicides.
Oh.
And there's also other, you know, fentanyl overdoses that may not be characterized as suicide, that may very well be. There's sure. Also, I was discussing the topic with a veteran who lost his son to suicide, whose son was an Afghanistan veteran. And he told me, quite frankly, that if he ever were to commit suicide, he would want it to look like an accident because of insurance purposes.
Wow.
To make sure his family's taken care of.
Haven't even thought about that.
There's a lot of factors.
Yeah.
In it. Yeah, exactly. But the one thing that our national commander has really taken a lead on this, Jim Triola, but we like to stress that one is too many. So we have our Be the One campaign, because if you just look at all the numbers which have been across the board, that's discouraging. But if you just commit, and there's strength in all the numbers of all of those trying to prevent it, but if you commit to save that one veteran, that's what will make the difference. So we have our Be the One campaign. In other words, be the one to stop one. And it's basically trying to destigmatize the issue of getting help, you know, seeking help. Because we know veterans value courage.
Right.
And it does take courage to seek help and to make that step. Because years ago, decades ago, this was a topic that nobody wanted to discuss.
Yeah, absolutely, John. We're talking to John Rotter here, the National Defense Deputy Director of Media Relations for the American Legion. And the Be the One campaign, you talked about this stigma, and it is. I mean, it's still there. I think one of the most important things that you guys address on your website, too, at betheone.org, is talk to people. I mean, and make sure that you notice some things about your friends, right?
Exactly. And I'm also seeing a lot more proactive steps being taken. I had an appointment, an eye appointment yesterday at the VA, and it was the optometrist. She asked me, she said, every year we do this check. This is fairly new, but she asked me if I was feeling suicidal. This was for an eye appointment.
Wow.
You know? So the fact that the VA, you know, we have had legislation, you know, buddy check, will be conducted as an official campaign of the VA beginning in the fall, where they're going to take a week and they're going to reach out. And they are being proactive in asking veterans. It doesn't have to be someone you know. Obviously, you know, you're going to be more probably comfortable speaking with friends and family.
Right.
But you'd be surprised. You know, sometimes people, they have that layer of anonymity maybe, or they're more comfortable talking to someone that they don't know as well, but it just takes that proactive step to ask, how are you feeling? You know, are you having these thoughts? Another example of a step in the right direction is the new 988 hotline. A few years ago, that did not exist. It was a longer, you know, the emergency crisis line still is in existence, but 988 is easy to remember.
Right.
You know, and we want kids, you know, just every school kid knows what 911 is. If we can get that type of public education where everybody knows what 988 is, and there's another step in 988 for, you know, press 1 for veterans, but just call that 988 number. It doesn't matter if you're a veteran or not, if you know a veteran, but if you're feeling that you are in crisis, that hotline has and will save lives.
And John, yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. If you think that you're in crisis, and I know you're not a therapist or anything, but what should people look for in terms of their buddies, their friends, or themselves as far as, okay, now I know I need to call that hotline, 988?
When people start talking about, being depressed, that they're feeling that way, get them to open up. And most of the studies show that people who do get into the VA system, but it doesn't have to be through the VA.
Sure.
But the people, most of the suicides in the veterans community are people who are not seeking that VA help. So we're not professional therapists. We recognize that. Most of us are not. But just getting them to open up and connecting them. But, the gentleman I told you about earlier, the father who lost his son, he said they had been discussing a fishing trip. Sometimes it's just totally a shock, look for the signs of depression, maybe, substance abuse.
Reclusiveness, staying by yourself.
Reclusiveness. Isolation, and it's so important to get them, to let them know that they have family, even if they're not relatives. We like to refer to the American Legion family a lot, that there are people who do care about them. And I honestly believe if people realize the consequences, if they see what the family members, the surviving family members, right, go through, and the close friends, that they would probably reconsider that choice.
We're talking to John Rotter here on the National Defense, the Deputy Director of Media Relations at the American Legion. And yeah, I mean, we talk to people on the show all the time that sometimes tell us more than they tell their family members, kind of back to where you were talking about, just to get these people talking and get them kind of to be aware of themselves and kind of where they are. And John, is it true? Now, I've also read that those kind of numbers that we're talking about, veteran suicides, a lot of those are Vietnam vets.
That's true. I mean, there are some, Even further, to Korea, and some of the wounds of war just don't go away.
Mm-hmm.
We can cope with them. PTSD is something that can stay with someone for the rest of their lives. But that's why finding someone to talk to, a peer group, getting that peer support is so important.
Yeah.
But Vietnam, we've lost more than 120,000, more like 130,000 estimated veterans since 9/11 have taken their own lives.
Oh, man.
I mean, those are World War type of numbers right there.
And so preventable.
6,000 a year. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, this Be the One campaign is great. If you go to BeTheOne.org, Be the One to Save One Life. And I'm going to go back to, John, what you kind of started out with. Veterans like to be courageous. They are courageous, and this is just another way to show that courage by taking that extra step and trying to be the one. And it's just a great thing for the American Legion to focus on. John, tell us a little bit about your military background.
Well, I served in the Marine Corps, doing much the type of work I'm doing now. I was in public affairs, media. And I served in the 1980s, from 83 to 90. It was a great experience for me. It was right out of high school. And as a result, I think right out of high school, I wasn't exactly ready for college at that point.
Yeah.
But it was after 7 years in the Marine Corps, I found college to be quite easy.
So, that's right. That's right. Give me college anytime, right?
The military can grow you up real quick.
That's right. That's right. Well, thank you for your service, and thank you for the service that you're doing for the American Legion. You guys are always doing important work. Is that the best way to find out about Be the One is just to go to BeTheOne.org? Is that right?
That is correct. And then we have our own national website at Legion.org as well. It covers not only Be the One, but a lot of the other legislative priorities and issues and programs that the American Legion is working on.
Fantastic, John. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Randy. I really appreciate the opportunity.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.